Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Throwing away the time. Are you gathering up the tears?
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. I hope you'll check it out. When you get a chance, don't forget to take our poll question, which is right there on the homepage. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. We're just about to celebrate our we are celebrating the 13th anniversary of our website. And next month is the 13th anniversary of the show and the 11th anniversary of the newsletter. So every Sunday afternoon, you'll receive that. Automatic, just like we show up every day here on the show. And so check all that stuff out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with a new friend, soon to be old friend, Dr. Tim Elmore. And he's the author of his latest book, one of many, Generation IY, Our Last Chance to Save Their Future. And Tim, we're glad we got to know you. You've got a lot to teach us. And I got to warn you, we're kind of like the Hotel California here. Once we find you, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. So
I get it.
But that die is cast, so you're already part of our brain trust, and we thank you for being here, and we hope you'll come back. Folks, IY, Tim says, is a subset, the younger subset of Generation Y, which are the folks who are under 30, typically, the Y generation. And the IY, you're saying, Tim, those kids are under 20, right?
Yes, absolutely. Born since 19.
And just about to enter the workplace, and you were in the previous segment, you were giving us a little bit about how we distinguished them from the others, what we should be looking for, some of the things to look for. But let's talk about when they enter the workplace. How do you think they're going to behave? You mentioned earlier, you gave a couple of examples about them interviewing for jobs, et cetera. When we actually put them on payroll and put them to work and, you know, pop them on the butt and say, okay, you know, go out and make me some money, how do you think they'll behave when that happens?
Well, the jury's already in a little bit on this, because this first few years of entering the workforce as young adults, they're very confident, and that can be good and bad both. Confidence can turn into cockiness. They are pretty brash. They feel like they've got the answer. And I think some of the best things that we can do, actually, as employers, is start a mutual mentoring initiative.
What about their work ethic? Do they have one?
Yeah, well, it really depends on the family. But cult made a little bit easy. Think about it for just a minute. They've grown up in a generation that have received trophies and ribbons just for showing up on the soccer
field. Everybody gets a trophy.
Yeah, everybody's a winner.
I have seen this firsthand myself.
Yeah, it's true. And the downside of that, we all know why we do it. We want to have a good self-esteem, and they want to love themselves. But they're moving into a world where their employer isn't going to be clapping for them every Friday unless they've done something.
Right.
And it's just created a world.
So is that going to make them, if we don't cajole them, if we don't baby them, we don't, give them a standing ovation every time they do what's basically expected of them, are they going to be in danger of not being engaged? Are they going to be demoralized, demotivated? What do you think?
Well, some have. In fact, there was another book that recently came out called Quarter Life Crises. We've all heard of midlife crises. We boomers went through that one.
Right.
Quarter life crises is about the growing number of 25-year-old young adults who are going into clinical depression.
Clinical depression.
Because they're not making the first million by age 25, finding the perfect spouse,
that pretty much depresses me too.
That was a
milestone, loss of a milestone for me too that I always wanted, but I didn't get that.
Absolutely. Well, one more thought real quick.
Okay.
Obviously, you and I look at them and say, hey, you're just 25, but their expectations are so high. You just want to say, hey, mellow out and just work.
How do we get the most? Now, see, these young people, I have young people working for me, and we benefit from them because they bring skills to the workplace that are a modern 21st, a second decade of the 21st century business needs these skills. But there also is the paradox, the other side of the pendulum swing, which is what we have to do to manage these young people. What about these IY kids? What do we have to do to manage them? I mean, if we even say grow up, would they even know what that meant?
Well, I tell you what, our work is cut out for us, but I don't think it's impossible. I'm still hopeful.
You're hopeful.
But we're going to have to rethink the way we lead, coach, parent, and employ this next generation.
Is that going to be hard for grizzled, hidebound boomers?
Well, it may be, because we lack patience sometimes. We want to get right to the bar.
No, not me.
Well, we've read about it, right, Jim?
Yeah,
I've
heard of those guys, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mentioned something earlier that might be a thought for someone out there that's employing these kids. I think many companies are now doing mutual mentoring initiatives.
Mm-hmm.
By that I mean a boomer will pour into a brand new, you know, let's say 20-year-old employee and show them the ropes, but at the same time allow them to feel like they're adding value by sharing some of the latest technology that young person.
Yeah.
And so it can be a mutual.
But don't we have also, as mentors, don't we also have a responsibility for saying, okay, kids, you know, you're going to be able to contribute a lot. We're going to give you got a job here. You know, we're going to help you all we can, but you've got to come to the middle with us. I'm going to meet you in the middle with what I've just said. You've got to meet us in the middle and realize that this is not kindergarten anymore. This is the real world, and I'm going to help you conquer this brave new world. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. And if we approach it a little bit more like a mentor than a manager and really say, this is for you, I have your best interest in mind, this is for you, I think they may receive that a little bit easier.
So many rules. So many new rules, Tim. I tell you, it's an interesting time. Hey, listen, you got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back another day?
I would love to.
We'd love to have you back. The website again for the book.
The website, of course, Amazon.com. You can pick it up there. But the website for the book is SaveTheirFutureNow.com.
The book is called Generation IY. Thanks, Tim, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.